Marley's Chain by Alan Norse. Tam's problem was simple. He lived in a world that belonged to someone else. They saw Tam's shabby clothing and the small weather-beaten bag he carried, and they ordered him aside from the flow of passengers and checked his packet of passports and visas with extreme care. They ordered him to wait. Tam waited, a chilly apprehension rising in his throat. For 15 minutes he watched them helplessly. Finally, the spaceport was empty, and the huge liner from the outer asteroid rings was being lifted and rolled by the giant hooks and cranes back into its berth for dry dock and repair, her curved, meteor-dented hull gleaming dully in the harsh arc lights. Tam watched the creaking cranes and shivered in the cold night air, feeling hunger and dread gnawing at his stomach. There was none of the elation left. None of the great, expansive, soothing joy at returning to Earth after 8 long years of hard work and bitterness. Only the cold, corroding uncertainty, the growing apprehension. Times had changed since that night back in 87, just how much he hardly dared to guess. All he knew was the rumors that he'd heard, the whispered tales, the frightened eyes, and the scarred backs and faces. Tam hadn't believed them then, so remote from Earth. He had just laughed and told himself that the stories weren't true. And now they all welded back into his mind, tightening his throat and making him tremble. "Hey, Sharky, come here." Tam turned and walked slowly over to the customs official who held his papers. "Everything's in order," he said, half defiantly, looking up at the officer's impassive face. "There isn't any mistake." "What were you doing in the ring, Sharky?" The officer's voice was sharp. "Indenture, working off my fare back home." The officer peered into Tam's face incredulously. "And you come back here?" He shook his head and turned to the other officer. "I knew these Sharkies were dumb, but I didn't think they were that dumb." He turned back to Tam, his eyes suspicious. "What do you think you're going to do now?" Tam shrugged uneasily. "Get a job," he said. "A man's got to eat." The officers exchanged glances. "How long you been on the rings?"
8 years.
Tam looked at him anxiously. "Can I have my papers now?" A cruel grin played over the officer's lips. "Sure," he said, handing back the packet of papers. "Happy job hunting," he added sardonically. "But remember, the ship's going back to the rings in a week. You can always sign yourself over for fare."
"I know," Tam said, turning away sharply. "I know all about how that works."
He tucked the papers carefully into a tattered breast pocket, hefted the bag wearily, and began trudging slowly across the cold concrete of the port toward the street and the underground. A wave of loneliness, almost overpowering in intensity, swept over him, a feeling of emptiness, bleak and hopeless. A chilly night wind swept through his unkempt blonde hair as the automatics led him out into the street, and he saw the large, dirty, New Denver Underground sign with the arrow at the far side off the road. Off to the right, several miles across the mountain plateau, the great capital city loomed up, shining.